Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Cheeky and Tierney NFL Training Camp Two-A-Days as we visit all 32 NFL camps to preview the upcoming season.
Los Angeles Chargers, 12-4, second in the AFC West. Will he play or will he sit out? That is the question. Running back Melvin Gordon wants a new contract, but an agreement remains elusive. Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram anchor an at times dominating defense. But can the soon-to-be 38-year-old Phillip Rivers lead the Chargers offense without his star running back?
We won a lot of football games since that tough start last year. For the most part, the nucleus of this team is going to be here. You know, you regroup and go back at it again.
Okay, so obviously a lot of weapons, and one of them is back fully healthy, tight end. He's got a little wiggle, and he's with us now, Hunter Henry, the Chargers tight end on Tiki and Tierney. Hunter, how are you today? Welcome to the show, buddy. What's happening?
Nothing much, man. Thanks for having me on.
It's an absolute pleasure. I'm doing this for my audience, not to put you on the spot, although obviously I'll ask you at least a question about him. This news just came down, according to Ian Rappaport, running back Melvin Gordon. Looks like the holdout is going to stretch into the regular season, so he is a big part of the team. Before we get to Rivers and the other facets of the team, and again, I'm not trying to put you in a rough spot, but it's probably a pretty glaring absence from camp this summer. How have you guys dealt without Melvin, without Melvin being there?
Yeah, it's different. He's a big-time player for us. I mean, he's got Justin Jackson. Even Pope has come on the last couple weeks, and so you know we're going with these guys are here and we're working with them, but we definitely miss Mel. Hope to get him back as soon as we can.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing about the NFL. It's not really like this in the NBA. It's not like this in baseball. But whether you're holding out or you're hurt, as you were a year ago. Let's face it, man, when you're hurt, like, I hate to sound callous, but it's almost like the team forgets about you because they have to. It's always next man up, right?
Yeah, that's the tough part about it. I mean, that's the hardest part, I think, is sometimes you feel isolated and you feel away from the team. You're not doing everything that everybody else is doing. You're kind of on your own. You're doing your rehab and all that stuff, so... But that's got to be the mentality, or you're not going to be able to go out there and be successful if you don't have that next man up mentality.
No doubt. Talking to Hunter Henry, really good young tight end, coming back healthy. He's ready to roll with the Chargers. Tiki and Tierney's Two-A-Days. We'll do the Browns coming up in hour number three. Obviously, a lot of stories with Baker. Your division is stacked. I wonder, Hunter, it's funny. We talk about this on the radio, and Tiki obviously is out today. Otherwise, Tiki would be with me. And he knows because he lived it here. But I don't think players really look at it in these terms. But I'll ask you this anyway. Is there any extra urgency to finally crack through for Phillip Rivers because he's a couple of years away from being 40? Like, is that an unspoken or maybe even a spoken aspect of being a Charger at this point?
It's not spoken, but I think it's I think we all know that we definitely, he's winding down on the back. He's coming to the close here. So we definitely, we want it for him. So we're working our hardest every single day so we can definitely get, be the last team standing at the end of it for him.
He is, I love him. I've always loved him. And I would imagine he's got to be great in the huddle. I mean, all these years later, he still has this fire that is so obvious, this energy that is palpable. What's it like playing with such a great quarterback? You got to love it.
Got to love it, man. He's awesome. Incredible guy in the locker room. Fun to be around. He's really easy going. You guys might seem like he's super fiery, but when he steps in those lines, he's a different person. He pushes you to, want to be at your best. And so to have your leader and your quarterback to be that into it and just that passionate about it makes you want to step up your level.
That's no doubt. All right, so 2 years ago, this was certainly a big question. Even last year, you know, it was lingering. It's probably the fifth or sixth question, maybe even the seventh question I've thrown at you. So in terms of importance, it's dropped down a little bit here, but the L.A. Chargers now. So you guys have been there for a couple of years. You have your imprint. The Rams have theirs. Does it feel like home yet?
Yeah, I think we're getting used to it. It's, you know, we're enjoying it up here. So, I mean, we've been here now. It's not like this is our first year anymore. So, we're still trying to just continue to build here in L.A. And I think it feels, we're definitely all very comfortable here.
Okay. You know, I look at the snapshot of the team. Top 10 offense in terms of points per game, I think sixth overall, and top 10 defense points per game. So in terms of, you know, just getting it done big picture, there's a reason why you're 12-4. But as you honestly self-assess the Chargers to take the next step, what is the biggest weakness that you guys simply must correct? There's always something.
Yeah, it's a tough question. I think we got to increase our strength always, right? But I always got to try to look at our side of the ball, and I think we just need to run the football better. I think that's the biggest thing for us. And obviously, Val being out and not being here, that's tough sometimes. But at the same time, I think that falls on the heads of the tight end, the offensive line, just being in cohesion, and really, you know, nailing stuff down right now so that when we're rolling in the season, we're able to run the football, because that's going to set everything else up. That's going to ease the passing game. Obviously, we have a great passing game with the quarterback and receivers we have. But I think if we can run the football, it's going to make everything else easier.
You know, by the way, I'm going to frame this Melvin Gordon thing positively for you. I don't know if this is going to actually come to fruition, but if it does, this could benefit the Chargers in December and maybe even into January. As the report said, you know, Ian Rappaport had this a couple of minutes ago, that the holdout's going to last into the season. If Ian's right, and he's generally well-sourced, so he probably is, if Melvin Gordon doesn't come back until, say, mid-October, whatever it might be, you get a fresh running back who, at the end of the season, doesn't have those 5 or 6 game miles on him and could be fresh. And that's something you haven't had as you've gotten deep into the season. Could that be a positive?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't know. I guess that could be a positive. I don't know. I don't know about that. You know, I mean, he's missing all those games. I don't know if that would be a huge positive play. I mean, yeah, it's definitely, he's a great player. And anytime we can add a great player at any time. So it would always help. I mean, he's really good. So.
You know, I'm talking to Hunter Henry, tight end for the Chargers here. Tiki and Tierney's 2 Days on CBS Sports Radio. Everybody knows Anthony Lynn's good, and everybody knows he has done a nice job under some tough circumstances. But I feel like when we talk about Anthony Lynn from a national perspective, we kind of gloss over, you know, what he does well and maybe what his best attributes are. What is Anthony Lynn all about? What makes him such a good coach? Because he's doing a nice job.
Yeah, I think he's a big time players coach, but he gets us going. You know, he knows kind of when to push us and when to back off a little bit, take care of us, but also when to push us. He's very tough minded. You know, he's all about obviously running the football, being tough, being physical, and you know, we get behind that. And he believes in us. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, he's a great motivator, and great at getting us going. And, you know, his attitude, the way he is, just how resilient, just getting through adversity, especially his first year. We started 0-4, first time being a head coach. And just to see his resolve and see his belief in us, and to continue to push us every single day, you know, we get behind that. Kind of gets us going. And I'm glad we've got him.
Yeah, and, you know, you reference his first season. If I'm not mistaken, didn't you lose at least 2 of those games on kicks?
Yeah, it was tough. You know, of course, you lose them at the last second on kicks, missed field goals. But you know, he just kept chopping away, and I think his just attitude and what he approached every single week, it just carried over to us.
Yeah. You know, if you're gonna play Patrick Mahomes twice a year, and this obviously is for the defense, not for you. You're going to need Derwin James ready to roll. He is. I remember we had him on the show right before the draft, and we knew. I think he went 17th overall with something like that. We knew it was a steal. He's an absolute superstar. How is he feeling? Is he okay?
Yeah, I honestly have no clue. So I don't know. But hopefully he'll be feeling good soon.
So how are you feeling? You know, I probably could have asked you this first. You know, we talked about this with Jimmy Garoppolo, learning to trust his knee again. Have you learned to fully trust your body? Are you doing everything that you were doing before you got hurt?
Oh, for sure, yeah. I'm fully, I don't even think about it anymore.
So, okay.
It's not even, like, in the back of my mind or anything. It's just me now, so I feel good.
Good, back to full strength. All right, before we let you go, who's the team to beat in the AFC? Give me a team. Who is it?
Us, man.
Not a boy. Just checking.
Yeah, baby.
Right, just checking, man. Just checking. I like the answer, and I like the quickness. I can't say that I completely disagree either. You're on my short list, so expecting good things for the Chargers. Hunter, nice to have you on the show, man. I'm sure we'll get you back up at some point during the season. Finish up the summer healthy, and we'll see you down the road, buddy. Thank you very much.
Perfect. Thanks for having me on, man.
You got it, buddy. There he is. He's good, man. He is good. Hunter Henry's good.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.